With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Genetic signal prevents immune cells from turning against the body. When faced with pathogens, the immune system summons a swarm of cells made up of soldiers and peacekeepers. The peacekeeping cells tell the soldier cells to halt fighting when invaders are cleared. Without this ceasefire signal, the soldiers, known as killer T cells, continued their frenzied attack and turn on the body, causing inflammation and autoimmune disorders such as allergies, asthma, rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis, and type 1 diabetes. Now scientists at the Salk Institute have discovered a key control mechanism on the peacekeeping cells that determine if they send a halt signal to the killer T cells. The new research published in Cell could help develop treatments for autoimmune disorders as well as some types of cancer. This balance of signaling for peacekeeping white blood cells, known as regulatory T cells, also known as TREGs, is crucial to normal immune response. In the paper, Zegg's lab reports that a particular genetic sequence in FOXP3 is solely responsible for the stability of a TREG. Bacterial biosurgery shows promise for reducing the size of inoperable tumors. Deep within most tumors lies areas that remain untouched by chemotherapy and radiation. These troublesome spots lack the blood and oxygen needed for traditional therapies to work, but provide the perfect target for a new cancer treatment using bacteria that thrive in oxygen-poor conditions. Now researchers have shown that injections of a weakened version of one such anaerobic bacteria, the microbe Clostridium novae, can shrink tumors in rats, pet dogs, and in human patients. The findings from Biomed Valley Discoveries and a nationwide team of collaborators demonstrate that C, a version without the ability to make certain toxins, can act as a new type of biosurgery to eat away tumors in hard-to-reach places. The rest of your news is coming up in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com. NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Genetic signal prevents immune cells from turning against the body. When faced with pathogens, the immune system summons a swarm of cells made up of soldiers and peacekeepers. The peacekeeping cells tell the soldier cells to halt fighting when invaders are cleared. Without this ceasefire signal, the soldiers, known as killer T cells, continued their frenzied attack and turn on the body, causing inflammation and autoimmune disorders such as allergies, asthma, rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis, and type 1 diabetes. Now scientists at the Salk Institute have discovered a key control mechanism on the peacekeeping cells that determine if they send a halt signal to the killer T cells. The new research published in Cell could help develop treatments for autoimmune disorders as well as some types of cancer. This balance of signaling for peacekeeping white blood cells, known as regulatory T cells, also known as TREGs, is crucial to normal immune response. In the paper, Zegg's lab reports that a particular genetic sequence in FOXP3 is solely responsible for the stability of a TREG. Bacterial biosurgery shows promise for reducing the size of inoperable tumors. Deep within most tumors lies areas that remain untouched by chemotherapy and radiation. These troublesome spots lack the blood and oxygen needed for traditional therapies to work, but provide the perfect target for a new cancer treatment using bacteria that thrive in oxygen-poor conditions. Now researchers have shown that injections of a weakened version of one such anaerobic bacteria, the microbe Clostridium novae, can shrink tumors in rats, pet dogs, and in human patients. The findings from Biomed Valley Discoveries and a nationwide team of collaborators demonstrate that C, a version without the ability to make certain toxins, can act as a new type of biosurgery to eat away tumors in hard-to-reach places. The rest of your news is coming up in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoForce is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Friday, which means I get to sit across from the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. Hi, Elisa.
Hi, Carl.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good, too. So we were going into the start of the show, and Elisa said, shh, I want to listen to the news. And I said, no, don't listen to the news, because then I won't seem as smart when I talk to you later. And she did point out that, yes, we know that the first segment and second segment of the news were duplicates. Our first news faux pas since we've been doing it, Alex Leaf and Elliot Turton are doing a great job with the news, by the way.
Yes, they are.
So, what do you want to talk about first, Elisa?
Well, I think that in light of what happened with Robin Williams, I wanted to talk about SSRIs a little bit.
Sure.
And depression. And yeah, I know you said you talked about it a little bit
yesterday. Well, I had to fill some time yesterday, and I wanted to also kind of touch on it, because my poor sister Valerie, back in 2002, she started to develop tremor. And she went to the doctor, and the doctor said, oh, you're just depressed. And they put her on two antidepressants that both say that side effects are tremor. And I thought to myself, why would you put someone who's complaining of tremor on pills that, and it even says that if you develop tremor, to stop taking the medication, but the doctors kept her on it anyway.
What was it?
You know what? It's going to take me a while to think about it. They're mm-hmm. very popular. They're very popular.
It wasn't the antidepressant. Like
one of them was Abilify, I think, which they used because the first antidepressant didn't work, and then they added Abilify to it.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure that was it. But anyway, you know, she had Parkinson's disease. They gave her drugs that probably progressed. She was depressed because she didn't feel right. She was like, oh, my God, like, I have tremor. I hope I don't have a disease. It was a preponderance on her mind constantly. She thought about it, and she was very upset. She was very depressed, rightfully so.
And so they gave her drugs that sped up
those drugs progressed the disease even faster. And then finally, when she was officially diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, she had already been on these antidepressants for like 3 or 4 years. And the Barrows group said, oh, no, you've got Parkinson's disease.
Well, evidently, you know, there was a video from Robin Williams talking to Entertainment Tonight in April of last year.
Right.
Where he referred to talking to the producer, David Kelly, as talking to him. He's so mellow. Talking to him is like taking a Prozac, because you feel just good. That's what he said. So there's speculation that he was on Prozac,
but see, I don't buy that, because there's a lot of things that I've said in comparison, because you know what they are supposed to do. I don't necessarily. I mean, I'm not disputing that he wasn't on.
But he had a he had severe depression. He also had substance abuse.
Yes, which is self medication. When people are severely depressed, they abuse drugs and they abuse alcohol because it shifts their mood. It shifts it.
I have also read that people like Robin Williams, because there's a lot of discussion about how many of the comedians have severe depression, and like he was bipolar, so he has really high highs and really low lows.
So he was diagnosed as bipolar?
Yes.
Because I said yesterday that his comedy routines were almost manic.
Yes, he was diagnosed with bipolarism. And what I've read is a lot of people who are, like in his case, don't want to take medication because they're so creative when they have their high highs. They don't want to take the medication to dull that.
Right. And
mute that, yes.
And see, here's the problem with these types of drugs that treat brain disorders. The brain is so friggin' complex. And as soon as you start doing things to it and make it dependent on these other chemicals that are being taken, like SSRIs, the reality is that the brain just shuts down. You become numb to life in general. It's a terrible, terrible thing. Mm-hmm. And so I can understand the guy who makes a living at making people laugh not wanting to become a zombie. I mean, I can understand that.
And so then this article that I'm reading goes on to talk about, and we've discussed this with Don Blanken before, about the SSRIs and the violence connection. And here's a guy who's a Harvard-trained psychiatrist and a full-time consultant at the National Institute of Mental Health. His name is Dr. Peter Bregan. He's testified in approximately 100 trials since 1976 about the clear connection between psychiatric drugs and outbursts of violence and suicide and other behavioral abnormalities.
Yeah. So and that's why I said yesterday, it's a shame when a doctor has a patient come in who says, I've lost the love of life. I feel like I want to kill myself. I'm so sad all the time. I can't get out of bed. I just don't know what to do. I want to feel better. And they go, well, let's give you some pills that are going to alter your brain so that you have different feelings. You're not going to feel this, but you may feel something else that sucks instead. And one of the risks of using that drug is suicide. You should lose your license. If that's the standard of care, doctors should push back and go, I'm not doing this. I'm not going to give somebody who's on the edge of suicide a drug that carries a risk of suicide. It's been going on too long now. How many times have we seen people kill themselves? You know, that wrestler in Florida, I can't think of his name, but he killed himself and killed his family, laid a Bible next to their heads after he killed them all and killed himself. And all they focused on was the fact that he was on testosterone. He was also on three different SSRIs.
Interestingly, in one of the emails that Dawn Blanken sent to us, she said that medical researchers have identified the mechanisms by which ghrelin, a natural antidepressant, works in the brain, and identified a neuroprotective drug known as P7C3, which they hope to sell as an antidepressant.
Okay, ghrelin, GHRP2, and GHRP6 are ghrelins in form. You can just take those instead. Why do we need a drug? I mean, you know, and they're hunger hormones, obviously. So, I mean,
then she posed the question, if the hunger hormone ghrelin is linked to antidepressive effects and we are working to suppress ghrelin in obese, leptin-resistant children, isn't there a risk of creating more MDD?
Major depressive disorder, I would imagine it stands for. But here's a critical thinker. Dawn's a critical thinker. But see, those people out there who want to promote new drugs, get patents on new drugs and make billions of dollars, they that's not going to happen. Don't worry about that. We'll do a study and hide the facts about it. And because the FDA is derelict of their duties, they'll never find out. And by the time they find out, we'll have made $1 billion and then we can stop selling the drug. It's a game, folks. If you aren't a critical thinker today, You may as well just step out in traffic with your eyes closed.
Did you know that the pharmaceutical companies that produce Zoloft and Paxil, Prozac, they spend approximately $2.4 billion a year on direct-to-consumer advertising?
Yeah, and have you ever seen the ads? Hey, have you lost your desire for life? Are you sad? Ask your doctor about Zoloft. It's like, well, you know what? Maybe I have a reason to be sad. Maybe I just lost a loved one, lost a job. Maybe life just isn't really great right now. They make people think that if you're sad, there's something wrong with you. Then I guess if you're happy, there's something wrong with you too. I mean, it's just ridiculous. These pharmaceutical companies are horrible. You know what? 500 years from now, they're going to look back at this period in time as one of the darkest periods in time of exploitation of a population.
And then Robin Williams' wife came out, I think it was yesterday, and said that he actually had been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease.
And here's what I'm going to say. I will bet you dollars to donuts that some of the drugs he was taking for depression carry the risk of neuromuscular changes. Because it says if you develop tremor, most of the SSRIs say if you develop tremor, tell your doctor right away because this drug may not be for you. And some of the drugs even say that the tremor may not be reversible. So what does that tell you? If you take these drugs, you may develop Parkinson's disease. But again, Margaret Hamburg feels that the pharmaceutical companies know better and you should just follow them. I didn't realize what time it is. We have to take a break.
Okay.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about raw milk too a little bit, right?
Yes.
Stay tuned.
He's Carl Lenore.
The brainless people at the FDA need to be convinced that arsenic is not good for humans to consume. Because the FDA feels a little bit more research needs to be done before we're considered that this particular arsenic is dangerous.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, LivonLabs.com.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born.
Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Okay, was geht ab? Guten Morgen, es ist 7:30 hier auf We Got Soul FM. Und schau dir den heißen Track für den heißen Tag.
You know what he just said? He said, have you heard about the download stats at superhumanradio.com?
No, what are they? Actually, they
July was a banner month.
We posted them on Facebook yesterday.
You know, typically May, June, July are like the months that we have the slowest listenership, and it usually drops down to about 600 to 700,000 downloads a month. But July, we had a bunch of really good shows. 1.6 million downloads in July.
I thought it was 1.8. Was it
1.681. Yeah, yeah. So almost 1.7 million downloads for the month. I'm sure that this month will be a little slower because back to school, people are busy with the kids, but still pretty cool, huh?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So I want to talk about something that's near and dear to your heart.
Yes, and in our refrigerator too.
Yes, raw milk. I get these emails from different places. I received an email newsletter from Take Part, and there's a woman named Jane Lear that is just decided that she wants to discuss raw milk, what the health risks versus benefits are.
Yeah.
And she's basically not for raw milk at all.
Well, it's so clear. So she acts like she's going to do a unbiased piece about raw milk.
Yes.
But she's so transparent that she's against raw milk because everything that is for raw milk, she discredits. And everything that's against raw milk, she condones and she appraises.
Right, exactly. Well, she quoted Weston A. Price here, and then she turns around and says that the Food Safety News in 2011 calls what Weston A. Price says about raw milk a myth. And then she quotes another guy who writes for sciencebasedmedicine.org. He labels it pure fantasy.
Now, keep in mind, science-based medicine is the same group that will tell you that SSRIs are okay to take, BPA, you shouldn't be afraid of these things. I mean, science-based medicine, really? I mean, why isn't science-based medicine coming out against some of the pharmaceutical drugs? Where was science-based medicine when Vioxx was killing tens of thousands of people? Oh, wait a minute. That's right. That's their side of the fence. They don't want to shoot arrows at themselves.
Well, here she does say that the food poisoning outbreaks associated with fruits and vegetables happen, too. In fact, the Science for Safety CSPI public interest outbreak report, the produce category tops for outbreaks were 23,748 illnesses.
Yeah. So she came out and she said that raw milk is dangerous. And the problem is that children who can't read this article are being given raw milk by people like us who she claims are foodies or zealots.
Yes.
So I posted on there. And I'm just going to read my post because I think it sums up really the salient information here. I can eat raw fish. I can eat rare beef. Both carry potential foodborne illness risks. People let their children eat sushi. I don't see anyone doing articles on these risks. But if you use and defend raw milk, you're some sort of a zealot. Just one incident, March of 1985, 19,660 confirmed cases of salmonella poisoning from consuming properly pasteurized milk in California. Never has raw milk done that to anybody. No, but hold on.
And you don't see that anywhere,
no,
by the way.
No, of course not.
Nobody quotes
no,
that.
No, 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 no.
And that's from the CDC's website, by the way. Okay? Those who defend pasteurized milk say it happened after the milk was pasteurized. Like, that somehow makes it safer. No one can speak about raw milk until they've done the research on the reason we pasteurize milk today in the first place. We have consumed raw unpasteurized milk for over 7,500 years, folks. It is so, if it was so dangerous, how did we survive and why did we keep drinking it? When the liquor distillery industry got into the dairy business at the turn of the century, they poisoned 1,100 people on the East Coast. It was headlines in the newspaper as the swill milk epidemic. We did not need pasteurization up until that point. If you use critical thinking, you have to ask, why didn't milk make so many people sick for 7,500 years? Think. Don't blindly follow. See, nobody wants to look at, well, wait a minute. How did we get 7,500 years of drinking milk? How did it get into scripture as the land of milk and honey, implying the land of abundance and prosperity? Why would milk be associated with abundance and prosperity if it was dangerous and killing people? No one wants to address these questions. They just want to say, oh, we need pasteurization. Who was pasteurizing milk 3,000 years ago? Nobody. And if they were killing their kids with it, don't you think they would have said, hey, milk is not a good idea? But when industry got into the milk business, everything went wrong. And that is the God's honest truth that no one wants to address. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay.
This makes me so angry.
Well, I can say from personal experience, I can't drink pasteurized milk, but I can drink raw milk and it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, and you don't get salmonella. You don't get diarrhea from it. You don't get fevers from it. Anyway, so there you go. They're out after raw milk once again. No one's talking about sushi. I wish they'd come after sushi. I bet you the Japanese sushi restaurants would come out big against anybody who says sushi's hurting people.
That's a good analogy. Why is it okay to eat raw beef like carpaccio and sushi?
But or rare. I can go to Ruth Chris and say, I want an extra rare filet. I don't see anybody coming over my shoulder going, hey, that's reckless of you. No, that's because the milk industry, people don't realize this. The milk industry is one of the cornerstones of the grocery industry. You have to go in to buy milk frequently.
Uh-huh.
They don't want to give up that industry.
Right.
If you're asking me, we have about 3 minutes before the next break.
Okay. I just want to talk about the fluoride. Amit posted that yesterday on your wall.
Amit Ram from Israel.
Yes.
Israel finally, after what, 32 years, they banned fluoride in water. Could you believe it? That's so wonderful. Yeah. This is from the, I had to translate it. And fluoridation, after 32 years, will be discontinued. Toxic acid water discharge in Israel. And he said that the reality is that a lot of politicians came out and had a push for this for a long time.
To take it out of the water?
Yes, yes. Because we've got industry in their position there trying to force fluoride into the water.
What's interesting to me is that so many countries, and actually, did you know, I knew that there was a town in Oregon, but did you know also that Wichita, Kansas has taken fluoride out of their water?
No, God bless them. Good for them.
Portland, Oregon, which we've talked about, and then also Wichita, Kansas has taken it out. But it's interesting to me that here in the U.S., the ADA is the proponent of giving children toothpaste that has fluoride in it
that they're gonna
swallow. Age of two. Yeah. At the age of two.
Yeah. Yeah. But don't forget, we the ADA also condones putting amalgam fillings in people's mouth that have mercury. So another corrupt organization like the FDA. Terrible. But yes, congratulations to Israel. We're going to take a quick commercial break, believe it or not. When we come back, we've got lots more good stories. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday.
The government may be watching us, but he's watching the government. He's Carl Lenore, only on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for a great deal. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for 24 months and premium movie channels free for 3 months, including Blockbuster at Home. And of course, Dish is home to award-winning technology like Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Switch to Dish and see what real value is. Free HD for 24 months. Premium channels free for 3 months. And scores of movies with Blockbuster at Home. Get more for less with Dish. Call Digital TV Dish at 800-290-4860 for details. That's 800-290-4860. Call 800-290-4860. Limited time offer. Separate 24-month commitments and termination fees apply. Restrictions include credit qualification and autopay and paperless billing. DishNet not available in all areas. Call for details.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Okay, what do you want to talk about first, Elisa?
Well, I wanted to talk about this article here about the Colgate Total toothpaste.
Yeah, when you told me about this, you know what I thought about right away, right?
Well, yeah. Well, let me just say, so Colgate Total toothpaste has triclosan in it, and what they say is that is totally safe. That it was approved by the FDA in 1997. It was approved by the FDA, and that triclosan helps to keep people from getting gum disease or heads off a person from getting gum disease. Now, if you just brush your teeth and floss, you can head off gum disease.
Right.
You don't need Colgate Total with triclosan in it.
Right.
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 Okay, so, and by the way, I've brushed with Colgate Total before years ago. Not continually. I just tried it.
You think it had triclosan in back then?
I got a free sample. I got a free, yes. 1997, it was approved with triclosan in it. So people have been using Colgate Total with triclosan since 1997. And the FDA, they submitted a 35-page review summarizing the toxicology studies on triclosan, which the FDA withheld from people from view.
So the FDA withheld it.
The FDA withheld that from view.
Who's going to go to jail at the FDA for this now?
The FDA released the pages earlier this year in response to a lawsuit over Freedom of Information Act request. And following inquiries from Bloomberg News, the FDA put the pages on the website. Okay.
Oh, man. I am so angry right now. I really am. I mean, first of all, the FDA should have complete transparency to the American public because they're supposed to be protecting us, not serving their clients. Number one. Number two, why doesn't anyone ever go to jail at the FDA for these types of atrocities?
Okay, so within those pages, those 35 pages that were withheld from anybody's view, except for the FDA, there were studies showing fetal bone malformations in mice and rats. Colgate said that the findings weren't relevant. Viewed through the prism of today's science, they look more like a signal that triclosan is disrupting the endocrine system and throwing off hormonal functioning, according to three scientists.
And keep in mind that earlier this year, triclosan or triclosan, whatever you want to call it, was associated with heart rhythm issues because of its estrogenic-like properties. So,
wasn't it linked to feminizing of fish in our waterways?
That was like a couple years ago.
And then
that they were blaming the hand sanitizer that everybody was using.
Yes, and so regulators are now reviewing it, triclosan or triclosan, which is the correct pronunciation.
You say triclosan, I'll say triclosan. So that way
we're covered.
Yeah, the show is covered.
You say potato, I say potato.
Yeah.
But anyway, so regulators are reviewing whether it's safe to put into soap and to use on toys and cutting boards. Could you imagine using that on a toy than a child?
Of course
puts
not.
It in their mouth?
You know what? They have to review this, whether it's safe. See, this is my problem with the FDA, folks. This is my problem with them. Why do we believe them in the first place? They've been wrong so many times. What's that song by The Who? We won't be fooled again? Well, that's not true when it comes to the FDA, because we allow them to fool us time and time again. Since their first drugs that they approved, okay, since the first things that they ever approved, which was a drug for pregnancy that came back and they had to pull off the market years later because it was causing deformities in babies, they never provided safety to this population. Never.
Minnesota voted in May to ban it in many of their products that are sold in Minnesota, I'm assuming.
This is disgusting. This is really, I mean, this is just one more thing about the FDA that makes you go, somebody needs to dismantle the FDA, stick like an enema hose in the front door and just wash everything out the back door once and for all. Everybody in the FDA should lose their jobs.
Someone by the name of Zoller says, we have created a system where we are testing these chemicals out on the human population. I love the idea that they are all safe.
Yeah, everything is safe. The FDA says everything is safe. And then we're supposed to believe them. You know what? I got to tell you something right now. If you look at anything today, if you look at anything today that is within the FDA's oversight and assume immediately that it's safe because the FDA says it is, you are an idiot. And maybe your genes should be erased from the population.
Don't you love it when someone says, well, I can eat that because it's, or I can take that because it's approved by the FDA.
I had an orthopedic surgeon tell me not to take glucosamine and chondroitin because it's not FDA approved. But he wrote me a prescription for Vioxx, by the way, back then.
So New York-based Colgate isn't accused of any wrongdoing, and the 35 pages don't prove triclosan is harmful. It was the FDA's decision to keep the documents off its website, Colgate says. So they're putting it back on the FDA. But what I was going to say...
And I'm fine with that if someone at the FDA gets punished.
But nobody will.
No.
What I was going to say earlier was I have tried. Someone gave me a sample one time of the Colgate Total. I tried it one time. It made my teeth so sensitive, and it actually, my gum tissue was raw from using it.
Sure.
So I threw it away. I never used it because it was just too harsh for me to use.
And remember, I didn't even know triclosan was in toothpaste here in the United States, because when we went to Mexico, I laughed because they had a mouthwash there made by Colgate, and it said on the label, con triclosan. Remember, I said, this is funny. Who the hell would put this stuff in their mouth?
We automatically just threw it away. Yes.
And here and I didn't even realize that we've had triclosan in toothpaste. I know there's triclosan in a children's cereal, too. I want to say Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops.
So they're feeding it to kids, and it's an endocrine disrupting chemical.
And it was in your deodorant.
That's why I stopped using it.
Yeah. What was it? Old Spice?
Old Spice.
Yes.
Yeah, I stopped using it.
So look on the labels, and if it says, well, there were other toothpaste, too, I think, that had triclosan in it.
The FDA. I swear, when is someone going to get punished at the FDA? When? How many people has the FDA killed, harmed, or shortened the lives of because of their incompetence or corruption? Neither one of those are acceptable for a position that's supposed to be the firewall to protect the American public.
They want more regulation on our supplements.
I wish I believed in heaven and hell, because I just go, well, they're all going to go to hell anyway, so they'll get theirs. I don't buy that fairy tale. So
I have an article here from Christian Lombardo. Thank you, Christian. BPA-free plastic containers may be just as hazardous.
Yeah, and keep in mind, I wish I had somebody who listened to my shows and could catalog them, because I predicted when they said they were taking BPA out of plastic, and the FDA gave their characteristically, hey, we're going to give these companies X amount of time to get it out. I said, they're not doing that on their own. The companies that they're providing oversight to came to them and said, look, give us some time, we'll find a replacement. And then the company
That's
said, hey, we
was.
Found the replacement. We don't want to have to buy that inventory back. Let us get rid of all that stuff. And sure enough, they talked about BPS being replacement for BPA. Well, guess what? It's the same damn thing. Same problems. Same endocrine disrupting properties.
Nearly 81% of Americans have detectable levels of BPS in their urine. And once it enters the body, it can affect cells in ways that parallel BPA.
See? You know what? The only way that this is going to change is by people. You have to keep doing what you're doing. You vote with your dollars. Now we have to start calling companies and say, is there BPS in this? And if it is, you got to say, hey, I'm not buying this product because there's BPS in it. Because ultimately, we can't trust the FDA to protect us, so we have to protect ourselves. And the free market system has a way for us to protect ourselves. And that way is when you stop buying things and companies start sending it back because it's not selling, manufacturers get the message and they change. Because the FDA doesn't. The FDA is useless. If anything, they are part of the problem today. Part of the problem.
Yes.
It's not even that they're taking no action. They're actually taking actions that hurt us. That hurt us. And when will we have a politician who has the huevos to challenge the FDA once and for all and say, you guys, this is it. We're doing an investigation of the FDA from top to bottom, and people are going to go to jail.
But the problem is the top politicians, the Monsanto, and the FDA, it's incestuous. They're all in bed together.
Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
I bet you're feeling stronger already. So keep listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Worried about making your student loan payments? Don't worry if you're behind or even in default. We can help consolidate your student loans into one affordable monthly payment. No matter how much you owe, we can reduce your payments fast. Call 1-800-875-2104. We can fix your student loan problems guaranteed. This is a government program, no credit check. You may even qualify for the government's income-based program, which could reduce your payment to as little as $5 per month. Call 1-800-875-2104. That's 1-800-875-2104.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you can purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Casual Friday. I'm here with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo.
Well, what I was going to say is I have my clearly filtered bottle here in front of me. I don't have to worry about BPA and phthalates.
and we have the pitcher, too, at home. The water tastes so different when it goes through there.
I got to tell you this. This is funny. So the water tastes so good coming out of the pitcher. It tastes like nothing I've ever tasted. I had a dream about it last night. I kid you not. I dreamt that there was an older woman, we called her Granny in the dream. And she was commenting on the glass of water, how good it tasted. This was in my dream.
So you're so amazed by the taste of clearly
filtered. It tastes so good. I mean, I've never tasted water taste that good.
Well, we're so convinced that people should have a bottle and a pitcher that we've convinced Clearly Filtered to put together a duo pack, and we'll be breaking the news on that Monday. You'll start hearing ads for a special Superhuman Nation duo pack where you can get a bottle and a filter. The filter is great because you can fill up other bottles with it. You can use it for tea, drinking water for the kids, whatever. And it makes filtered water so quickly. You fill up the top, and literally in like 30 seconds, you can start pouring the purified water.
It's a pitcher that you just put in your refrigerator, and you just keep refilling it, and it's so easy.
Yeah,
and we've saved money.
We have plastic bottles of water in the garage that we haven't even opened now since we've got the clearly filtered. And after hearing all this stuff about plastic, I'm kind of glad.
I know. So also, there was a new study that was just released that reduced testosterone is tied to endocrine disrupting chemical exposure, which we've all known that.
Right.
But
at least on this show we have, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we know that estrogenic compounds, known as xenoestrogens, like BPA, BPS, triclosan, and so on, they attach to the estrogen receptor in the body. And in men, when the estrogen receptor is activated, it thinks that there's adequate amounts of testosterone because testosterone converts to estrogen as an overflow. So it stops producing testosterone. It says, oh, we've got a lot of estrogen, so we must have a lot of testosterone. That's part of the negative feedback loop of the hypothalamic pituitary testicular axis. So when those xenoestrogens are present in your diet and in your body goes, oh, we don't need testosterone. It shuts it down. And they're wondering why so many men are having trouble conceiving babies today. I mean, spermatogenesis is reduced when testosterone is reduced. It's just a nightmare, folks.
Well, what about women? Like, I'm thinking of older women who are everything's starting to reduce all their hormones. Is it gonna affect older women more?
Well, it can affect them in different ways. So, like women who are at risk of estrogen dependent cancers, they can undergo estrogen blockade therapies using aromatase inhibitors, and still feed the estrogen because of the xenoestrogens in their diet. Or the phytoestrogens in their diet.
So like someone who's a breast cancer survivor that's taking the what is it, tamoxifen that
blocks
the estrogen,
right.
Then they're going to be feeding it with estrogen from these plastics.
Yes, exactly. 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 Yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous. And of course, the FDA says there's nothing to worry about. We have studies that show that that's not a problem. But every time you turn around, they go, oh, well, this was hidden from us, or we hid this from you. Who can you can't trust anybody anymore, people. If you do not regain your ability to be a critical thinker, you are lost. You may as well just walk out into traffic today and just get it over with now. You better be a critical thinker if you want to survive today. My underarm smell again?
Carl forgot his deodorant again. We may have a solution to that.
Yes, we have a new sponsor coming aboard. Wait till you hear about this one. It's great. Anyway, okay.
Okay, so I also wanted to talk about this one. I found this really interesting. Vitamin D deficiency may reduce pregnancy rate in women undergoing in vitro fertilization. There's so much good news coming out now about
vitamin D,
like the one, was it last week?
Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, this one kind of makes sense to me. I can see it through evolutionary sunglasses. If vitamin D is reduced, it means that you are not getting outdoors very much. If you're not getting outdoors very much, the body thinks that your environment is hostile to you. If your environment is hostile to you, the body says it's probably not a good time to bring offspring into the world. You apparently can't take care of yourself right now, never mind a baby. How are you going to bring a baby outside where sun can produce vitamin D in its skin if you can't get there yourself? So this is just like so many other environmental triggers that affect reproduction.
Mm-hmm.
This is part of the evolutionary landscape right here, folks. This is no mystery. So I can understand how this one works completely.
It was nearly half women who had vitamin D deficiency were nearly half as likely to conceive. That's a staggering number.
That is in research, that's considered a statistically significant number.
Yes.
Did you see the study? I love these kind of studies because they validate what we've been talking about on this show for 9 years. Muscle is metabolic currency. Get into the gym, make a deposit. The strong really do survive. Strength is linked to longevity. Well, guess what else training in the gym is now linked to?
To help you tolerate pain.
Yeah. In a world today where people have diseases that are exclusively, pain is the exclusive symptom, like fibromyalgia. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because that's what I said to Carl when I read this. I said, well, that should help women, because mostly fibromyalgia is linked to women.
Right.
And so they should get into get into the gym and start exercising.
Yes, absolutely. And the way it does it is a phenomenon called hypoalgia, which is and we all know why, because we know that when we train, we feel better. Well, that's endorphins. Which are almost they're natural opioids.
Mm-hmm.
And they reduce the transmission of pain signals either peripherally or at the brain.
I always feel so much better when I'm going to the gym or going out for a run or, you know, just continuing, because it's like you get a minor depression if you're used to having this
another
in your
thing,
system.
Another thing, we did a show probably 5 years ago, 6 years ago, that exercise was as effective as Zoloft in treating major depressive disorder. Now think about that.
And doctors don't prescribe exercise.
No, they if your insurance company would cover it, and your doctor could say, "Okay, I'm prescribing a personal trainer. I'm prescribing that you go to the gym 3 days a week. I'm putting this down so you can give it to your employer. It's essential for your treatment that you do this. We're going to reverse this disease not only safely, but you're going to benefit from it because your body is going to be healthier at the outset of it." It's like if doctors could do that, that would be a wonderful thing. But mm-hmm. they don't make any money doing that. The drug companies don't make any money doing that. It's sad. But you know what else? The pain-reducing effects of exercise last beyond just the acute effects after the workout. People who train, especially the way we train in this audience, heavy resistance training, intensity, we tend to have higher thresholds to pain as a rule because you learn how to cope with pain mm-hmm. when you're training heavy. It's part of the deal. You know that certain things you're going to do are going to be uncomfortable, and you learn to cope with that. And when you learn to cope with that discomfort, your threshold to discomfort goes up.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that other people, aches and pains, they don't stop you. They don't even faze you.
Well, you have less aches and pains, too, when you're going to the gym.
Well, I wonder if that's the case, right? I mean, it just made me think about that when you said that. I wonder if that's the case or if it's a combination of the fact that you do have less aches and pains when you go to gym, plus you just don't notice them because your threshold to recognition of them has been elevated.
Could be.
I mean, the studies haven't been done about that, I don't think.
Mm-mm. No.
So, yeah, that's pretty cool. So get to the gym.
And make your deposit today.
Yeah, right. Muscle is metabolic currency. Get to the gym and make a deposit today. I started saying that right from my very first show. Who knew it was going to be true? Science is proving it now that strength is linked to longevity in both men and women. The sad part of that statement is most women don't care about strength. They think it's a man thing.
Well, I had lunch with a friend of mine this week, and she'd been the PGA was just here, and she and her husband went to the PGA and they were walking up the hills. So she trains once a week, and she told her trainer that she didn't need to work legs because she had been walking on the golf course.
So that was working legs for her walking.
Yes.
She doesn't listen to this show, I think. Walking is what you do on your off days.
That's active recovery.
Yeah, active recovery.
Just really quick here. I think we have a few minutes. The FDA approved a pill, which now the story just...
Oh, yeah. I think I saw that in your notes. The FDA just approved a new pill. Where is it? That helps people stay asleep. Is that the one you were talking about?
Yes.
So, more pharmacological intervention for people who have sleep disorders. Keep in mind, folks, we've talked about this on the show. I've had scientists agree with me that just because you lay still with your eyes closed for 8 hours does not mean you're sleeping. Sleep requires certain phases of sleep that actually cause the production of hormones, influence recovery, influence a myriad of things. And just because you're I mean, ask somebody who's been knocked out for 6 hours, if they woke up, felt refreshed.
It was Merck, of course.
Oh, here we go.
It was Merck, and it was the temporarily blocks chemicals known as orexins.
I'm just looking at it right now. I didn't read the whole thing.
They control the sleep cycle, and the actual drug is going to have four doses for various degrees of insomnia.
So it affects the sleep cycles. I wonder if it inhibits the sleep cycles. I wonder if it puts people and locks them into just one of those sleep cycles, because we know that each of those sleep cycles has a reason. Merck is a terrible company.
Well, all I have to say is I wonder what I would ask my doctor if he prescribed that to me. what the lab results were. You know, I'd want to know, I wouldn't take it, but I would also want to know if it's been tested. A lot of these things, they just rush to market without any testing.
Well, and they hide the real truth about the research. Look at Merck also was the company that brought us Vioxx and brought us 55,000 deaths as a result of Vioxx. And this government and this FDA didn't do a damn thing about it. And the FDA knew they were hiding information. No one at the FDA got pulled into that deal either. So I wouldn't take anything from Merck.
The name of the drug is Belsomra, B-E-L-S-O-M-R-A. Just so you guys know.
Yeah, avoid it like the plague. Stay tuned. Yes. We'll be back at the top of the hour with news.
Get ready for the ultimate lean mass building pro hormone. Fusion Supplements introduces Trinadrol. You'll see dramatic improvements in strength, huge increases in lean muscle mass, a reduction in body fat levels, and zero conversion to estrogen. Shatter those PBs. Trinadrol is the perfect choice on a cut or body recomp as well as bulking. Snag a bottle of Trinadrol at superhumanradio.com. Click the banner ad in the Carl Recommend section and use coupon code TRENADROL 3-0 and get 30% off.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Increase your strength and energy. Build that testosterone. Introducing AndroTest from Fusion Supplements. AndroTest gives you superior conversion to testosterone. This is a research-based product with cyclodextrin technology that maximizes testosterone output. AndroTest is the perfect choice to add as a stack to other pro hormones. Get a bottle of AndroTest. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad in the Carl Recommends section. Use coupon code AndroTest30.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Genetic signal prevents immune cells from turning against the body. When faced with pathogens, the immune system summons a swarm of cells made up of soldiers and peacekeepers. The peacekeeping cells tell the soldier cells to halt fighting when invaders are cleared. Without this ceasefire signal, the soldiers, known as killer T cells, continue their frenzied attack and turn on the body, causing inflammation and autoimmune disorders such as allergies, asthma, rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis, and type 1 diabetes. Now scientists at the Salk Institute have discovered a key control mechanism on the peacekeeping cells that determine if they send a halt signal to the killer T cells. The new research published in Cell could help develop treatments for autoimmune disorders as well as some types of cancer. This balance of signaling for peacekeeping white blood cells, known as regulatory T cells, also known as TREGs, is crucial to normal immune response. In the paper, Zegg's lab reports that a particular genetic sequence in FOXP3 is solely responsible for the stability of a TREG. Bacterial biosurgery shows promise for reducing the size of inoperable tumors. Deep within most tumors lies areas that remain untouched by chemotherapy and radiation. These troublesome spots lack the blood and oxygen needed for traditional therapies to work, but provide the perfect target for a new cancer treatment using bacteria that thrive in oxygen-poor conditions. Now researchers have shown that injections of a weakened version of one such anaerobic bacteria, the microbe Clostridium novae, can shrink tumors in rats, pet dogs, and in human patients. The findings from Biomed Valley Discoveries and a nationwide team of collaborators demonstrate that C, a version without the ability to make certain toxins, can act as a new type of biosurgery to eat away tumors in hard-to-reach places. The rest of your news is coming up in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
With the rest of your Superhuman News update, I'm Elliot Turton. Mayo Clinic challenges some recommendations in updated cholesterol treatment guideline. A Mayo Clinic task force challenges some recommendations in the update guideline for cholesterol treatment unveiled by the American College of Cardiology and American Heart Association back in 2013. The task force concludes, based on current evidence, that not all patients encouraged to take cholesterol-lowering medications, such as statins, may benefit from them, and that the guideline missed some important conditions that might benefit from medication. Furthermore, the task force believes an emphasis needs to be placed on an individualized treatment approach with each patient and exercising shared decision-making. For example, the ACC and AHA cholesterol treatment guideline recommends prescribing the strongest statins at high doses to most men older than 65, even those with no history of heart disease or any major risk factors for heart attacks and with normal cholesterol levels. Men this age will be classified as high risk only on the basis of age. Low education, smoking, and high blood pressure may lead to increased stroke risk. Adult smokers with limited education face a greater risk of stroke than those with a higher education, according to new research in the American Heart Association's journal, Stroke. In a multi-center Danish study, researchers divided 68,643 adults ages 30 to 70 years old into low, medium, and high education levels and assessed smoking and high blood pressure levels. They defined lower education as grade school or lower secondary school education. We found it is worse being a current smoker with lower education than a current smoker with higher education, said Helene Nordahl, Ph.D., study lead author and researcher at the Department of Public Health at the University of Copenhagen in Denmark. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network. Listen to Superhuman Radio Live and download past shows by going onto our website, superhumanradio.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Superhuman Radio. Did you see we got the news right? The second segment of the news was correct?
Yes.
That was my bad. So the number 8 and the letter B looked very similar to me, so I loaded the same news track for both segments during the first hour. My bad. I am a dummy. So there you go. Okay, so we've talked a lot about things on this show related to how plants that can't fight, bite, or run develop defense mechanisms that are nature's pesticides, and some of those pesticides make us sick when we eat them, right?
Yes.
We've talked about anti-nutrients like lectins and so on and so forth. Well, here's an example of industry capitalizing on one of those. So when industry goes, this is nonsense, you know, BS, it's not true what those in the paleo movement are saying, that certain plants have accumulated naturally occurring pesticides in them, so they should be avoided, like grains and so on, right? Yeah. So industry has capitalized on one of those. So any of you who have a pet and you watch those TV commercials for the new pill that your dog can take to keep fleas off of them.
Your dog or cat.
Dog or cat. I'm sorry. I don't want to offend the cat lovers out there. I'm sorry, Dr. Peter Rouse, if you're listening. The cat is beautiful. They are capitalizing on a chemical compound that is a bacteria found in sugarcane that is a natural pesticide.
It's called spinosad?
Yeah. Well, the actual synthesized form of it is called spinosad. But
the
it comes
actual,
from... I'm sorry?
The actual drug is called Comfortis.
Okay.
And it is FDA approved, by the way.
So it's a Saccharopolyspora spinosa is the type of bacteria that it is. And if it's emitted by the dog or cat's skin, the fleas will stay off of it. So here's an example of that naturally occurring pesticide in certain foods that lots of people like to think don't really exist being capitalized on.
Okay, so it does have a long list of side effects, including vomiting, loss of appetite, difference in behavior. And it's by prescription only, by the way. The veterinarian has to prescribe this. The FDA has received reports of adverse reactions in dogs receiving this.
But there's something else that's even more alarming about this compound.
Which is?
They're allowed to use it in organic farming. Because it naturally occurs in sugarcane, and it's a naturally occurring insecticide present in sugarcane, they're allowed to use it in organic farming, which means that you may be consuming some of this. So even if you're buying organic, you should really wash your... are you having trouble with your computer?
No. I'm just shaking my head. Why would anyone give that to their animal?
Well, flea infestation is a problem. And I'll tell you something. For somebody who's had a dog with fleas, once they have fleas, what you have to use to get the fleas off is even more harmful to the dog.
Okay.
You have to bathe them in terrible, powerful pesticides.
Well, I have some natural remedies for fleas. There, you can make a flea collar yourself, like get a bandana and use 3 to 5 drops of cedar oil or lavender oil and 3 tablespoons of water. And then you put it on the bandana and you wrap it around your dog's neck. And you just do that once a week.
Not too tightly.
Not too tightly. And then you just reapply the mixture once a week. And that should eliminate some of the problems or a lot of the problems. You can also add the 1 to 2 drops of the diluted oil, of like the lavender oil with olive oil, and place it at the base of your dog's tail.
Because that's where fleas like to go. To the base of the tail. For those of you who have a dog, you know that scratching your dog's back where the back meets the tail, the dog loves that because that's an area that they can't get themselves, and that's why fleas go there.
You can also use apple cider vinegar in their drinking water. So for every 40-pound dog, you add 1 teaspoon of apple cider vinegar into their drinking water, and it not only deters the fleas, it also improves the skin and coat condition from the inside out of the dog.
So these are all natural things you can do to keep fleas off of your dog. What a wonderful suggestion, Elisa.
Another thing you can use is you can get a comb. Just go to the store and buy a comb and make a combination of 1 freshly sliced lemon, a pot of fresh water, and just comb that through with a comb or a sponge,
right,
or a brush, and you comb that through your dog's coat.
Mm-hmm. And a shot of vodka. You take the shot of vodka while you're combing the dog. So there you go. 'Cause you have to do something to enjoy it, too. Come on.
And then you can also spray distilled vinegar or apple cider vinegar or a combination of 50-50 blend of both of them.
Mm-hmm.
A quart of water, and 3 drops of lavender oil, and spray that onto the dog.
Isn't it funny that lavender oil is it's good for people who want to make their own oil-based insect repellent instead of using DEET-based products, and it's also good for your dog, too. Lavender oil is really amazing.
Well, lavender is really nice to have in your yard because it repels things too. So, and it's also smells so good. I love the smell of lavender. It's one of my favorite smells, and it also is beautiful.
Well, isn't lavender one of the things you're supposed to put on your pillow for a restful night's sleep?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Lavender's amazing.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. So while we're talking about natural things, I just wanted to talk about 20 of the best detoxifying foods for you.
Oh, excellent. Everybody's always looking to detox.
Yes.
So what are they, Elisa?
Artichokes.
Really?
Yes.
When I was a kid, I'm 56 years old, so I was a kid a long, long time ago. When I was a kid, they had an episode of The Little Rascals where they find an artichoke and they're peeling it and there's nothing in it. They're thinking like there's got to be. And then the one kid goes, what is that? And he goes, an artichoke. And then the kid stymie goes, well, it may have choked Artie, but it ain't going to choke me.
Asparagus. I love asparagus. Avocados, beets, broccoli, cabbage, dandelion root. I like dandelion root tea.
Yeah, and isn't that a diuretic? Don't you use that when you want to rid yourself of water, women who are having water issues?
Yes, well, so is the cabbage, and so is the asparagus, interestingly enough.
Wow, they all have diuretic properties, and they're also detoxifiers. And interesting, so that means they affect the kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
Garlic, ginger, grapefruit. Grapefruit is also a diuretic. Green tea, kale, lemongrass, lemons, olive oil, seaweed, turmeric, watercress, and wheatgrass.
So you should just blend all those together and make a juice out of them, right? What do you think of that?
No, I don't think so.
It would taste pretty yucky.
And also milk thistle.
Milk thistle is also very, very good for your liver as well.
Yes.
And beets are too, believe it or not. A lot of these foods, like beets, have an amount of trimethylglycine in them. And we know that trimethylglycine and glycine in general are powerful detoxifiers. So a lot of these foods also, they're also supplements based on the ingredients, the components of these foods that have a detoxifying effect.
Mm-hmm. Well, because you can buy the dandelion root tea and you can buy it in a supplement. I've never eaten dandelion just from the wild flowers.
The only thing I would say about grapefruit is be careful of that one because it can actually increase the potency of a lot of pharmaceutical drugs. So if you're taking a pharmaceutical drug at a dose that if you were to double your dose, you could end up in the hospital, then grapefruit should be avoided because it will easily double and triple the dose. Because one of the components of grapefruit is something called naringin, which is very, very high in grapefruit, but it's present in just about all citrus fruits. And naringin blocks receptors in the liver that are used to get certain metabolites of drugs out of the bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you take a dose of a drug, it doesn't all stay in you. Your body actually gets some of it out initially in what's called first-pass liver degradation. And naringin blocks that process. So people will take like a blood pressure medication, and then they'll have a cup of grapefruit juice in the morning, a glass of grapefruit juice in the morning with breakfast, and all of a sudden they'll have low blood pressure all day and have to lay down and don't understand what's wrong with them and go to the doctor. And the doctor will back their dose down, and then it'll be too low because they didn't say, hey, I did have grapefruit juice this morning. And the doctor will go, oh, that's the problem. It doubled the potency of your dose. So of all those on that list, I would probably be careful of grapefruit and grapefruit juice in general. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got lots more good stories. And at the end of the show, we have some listener comments and questions. Stay tuned.
Highlighting the hypocrisy in government, one meal at a time.
The USDA and the FDA going after small family farms. They're telling these farmers that by selling direct to end users like you and I, because they're outside the jurisdiction of the USDA and the FDA, the USDA says it's dangerous to be buying from these farmers. Really? And we're all thriving buying from these farmers, but the USDA and the FDA said, no, you're wrong. You may not think that because you're not getting sick that something's wrong, but we know there's something wrong.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology.
Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Worried about making your student loan payments? Don't worry if you're behind or even in default. We can help consolidate your student loans into one affordable monthly payment. No matter how much you owe, we can reduce your payments fast. Call 1-800-875-2104. We can fix your student loan problems guaranteed. This is a government program, no credit check. You may even qualify for the government's income-based program, which could reduce your payment to as little as $5 per month. Call 1-800-875-2104. That's 1-800-875-2104.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Yeah. Fitty.
Don't hold back.
Fitty.
Don't hold back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Don't hold back. Hey, by the way, later in the month, we're going to start a new tradition. We're going to revive an old tradition.
Uh-huh.
So back in 2008 and 2009, I used to rerun older shows on Mondays.
So people could catch up?
Yeah, especially the new audience that's tuning in via AM, FM stations, picking us up and so on and so forth. So we will start doing that again. And what are we calling it?
Replay Monday.
Replay Monday.
My niece actually came up with that.
Yeah, so there you go. So Replay Monday.
Okay, so earlier we were talking about triclosan in toothpaste and so many things and in hand sanitizers. There was actually a study out of New Zealand with school-aged children that just came out that said that adding hand sanitizer in the schools did not prevent children from getting sick.
Yeah, the children did not fare any better than the children who don't use hand sanitizer as far as the frequency of illness, the length of illness, or anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you doing it?
Exactly. Well, it wasn't any more effective than washing your hands with soap and water. And that's been proven you should, unless you don't have access to soap and water, then you can use, I use a natural oregano oil that I buy at the vitamin store.
It's seventh generation, right? Isn't it seventh generation?
No.
I don't know why people, you know, we've done enough shows now about the Amish gut study. We know that kids who are exposed to more dirt and stuff are healthier. So stop trying to sanitize your kids' world. If they eat a booger, they're not going to die. Trust me, I ate my boogers when I was a little boy. My mother had to make me stop.
Ew.
Well, I think a lot of little boys do, to be honest with you. At least that's what I'm trying to convince myself of.
Right.
Okay, so what's next, Elisa?
40% of Americans will develop diabetes, according to the CDC.
Well, and this is from WebMD. What's even more disconcerting about this is that they say the rate of African Americans and Latinos is even higher, that they will develop diabetes at a rate closer to 50%. And the biggest, I mean, WebMD is a mainstream medical orthodoxy machine who focuses on reaching doctors and giving them, you know, the BS information. Let's be honest, okay?
Yes.
But one of the things I really take issue with in this is this sentence here. We weren't necessarily surprised that it increased. Wrong thing. Where is it? Here. This is it. The ongoing diabetes and obesity epidemics have combined with the ever-increasing human lifespans to increase lifetime risk. Okay. The medical orthodoxy loves to bang this drum. When you ask them, why are so many people getting sick today? They go, well, people are living longer. This is complete and utter BS. If you go to any of the top universities where they have good anthropology programs and say, are we living longer? The anthropology professors, decorated, accredited professors will say, absolutely not. We have lived into our 7th, 8th, 9th, and periodically 10th decade of life ever since recorded history started recording lifespan. Now, here's the thing. We used to lose women and children at childbirth all the time. If you have 100 people and 50 of them die at birth and 50 of them live to 100, the average lifespan is recorded as 50 years. Even though the 50 who survived past and the year, the age used to be 14. It used to be if you got past 14 years old without an infectious disease or an accident from an implement, a farm implement that severed something and you died from it, chances are you lived to be 60, 70, or 80 years old. So this notion that the medical orthodoxy loves to say, well, people are living longer, is beeswax. And when you hear someone say that, challenge them. Because we know that people lived to be 60, 70, 80, 90 years old, and sometimes 100 years old, 200 years ago, 300 years ago. So if they're living longer, Doc, show me a 140-year-old person. Show me a 150-year-old person. Mm-hmm. It's bull. People are getting sicker today because of the food they eat, because of the toxins they're exposed to, because of the technology that we're living with, because of our lifestyles. We are mismatched for this lifestyle.
We were in the cemetery not too long ago, and we were looking at the tombstones, and a lot of them from the 1800s were
80 years old.
80, 90 years old.
I mean, it's really, and remember we said this, see, this is the BS. People are living longer today. Now, granted, there were a whole bunch of tombstones for babies, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times women died giving birth. I mean, these are the numbers that pull things down. And clearly, one thing that medicine has given us is the ability to not die from an infectious disease any longer, okay? So it used to be back in the day that if you suffered a wound, you might die from an infection as a result of it. So we don't have that any longer. But folks, we are not living longer. If we're living longer, show me 150-year-old, show me groups of 150-year-old people. In fact, lifespans are being shortened right now, according to all the statistics being gathered by the World Health Organization. The United States is second to last in developed nations in lifespan. And we consume more drugs than any other five nations put together. If that doesn't tell you that the medical orthodoxy and the pharmaceutical agenda is a complete failure, nothing will. And by the way, something I forgot to mention before while I'm on my soapbox here. That whole thing about raw milk, I forgot to mention that last Casual Friday, we talked about the fact that the United Kingdom just approved raw milk vending machines.
Yes.
So are you telling me, those of you here in the United States that are all looking to protect us, that they are less protective of the people in the UK, or they are stupid and we're smart, and that they drink raw milk there so much that they're putting it in vending machines? Stop it now. Stop it. Stop trying to lie to us. We actually grew a brain recently. Ugh.
Okay, so I also want to talk about there.
Lisa said to me, let's make this last segment light. Let's talk about some good things. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. There is a new at-home colon cancer test that has just been approved by the FDA, and it's called Cologuard. It looks for DNA mutations in stool and is more accurate than the current stool test, which is the fecal occult test.
Right, which, by the way, this is a good opportunity to talk about this, okay? And then we have to take a break. Before you have a colonoscopy, I don't care what your doctor says, he's a nitwit if he doesn't allow you to get a fecal occult test or now this new Cologuard test.
No, you can do it at home. Mm-hmm.
Because that's being non-invasive is the best thing. No tears, no punctures, no problems, nothing. A fecal occult test and now the new Cologuard test will tell whether or not you even need a colonoscopy. But colonoscopies make a lot of money for a lot of people. So they don't want you taking that fecal occult test where you just wipe a little bit of poopy on it and you send it into the lab and it tells you if you have the markers for colon cancer.
Okay, so according to the FDA, Cologuard spotted more cancers than the fecal occult. It spotted 92% of cancers.
See? Without a colonoscopy.
Without a colonoscopy. And the fecal occult spotted 74%. Right. But 92%.
This is wonderful. And this is the first line of defense in colon cancer, not a colonoscopy. Not a colonoscopy.
They're so invasive.
Of course they are. And you know what? And everybody says, oh, you're 40. You need a colonoscopy now. No, I don't think so. I've always gotten fecal occult tests, and now I'll get the Cologuard test. I trust that before I'd have somebody put a snake up my butt. With a camera on it.
Cologuard correctly identified a negative result in 87% of the patients.
How do you like that? We have to take a break, Elisa Profumo.
Okay.
I promise it'll be light the next segment. I promise. Stay tuned.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
Monsanto is kind of like the head of the serpent.
The battle cry against Monsanto is being broadcast.
But I've said that separating government from that industry is like trying to separate Siamese twins or conjoined twins who share a heart. You have to make a decision which is going to live and which is going to die. There's no easy way to separate.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore, weekdays at noon.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for a great deal. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for 24 months and premium movie channels free for 3 months, including Blockbuster at Home. And of course, Dish is home to award-winning technology like Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Switch to Dish and see what real value is. Free HD for 24 months. Premium channels free for 3 months. And scores of movies with Blockbuster at Home. Get more for less with Dish. Call Digital TV Dish at 800-290-4860 for details. That's 800-290-4860. Call 800-290-4860. Limited time offer. Separate 24-month commitments and termination fees apply. Restrictions include credit qualification and auto pay and paperless billing. Dishnet not available in all areas. Call for details.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Worried about making your student loan payments? Don't worry if you're behind or even in default. We can help consolidate your student loans into one affordable monthly payment. No matter how much you owe, we can reduce your payments fast. Call 1-800-875-2104. We can fix your student loan problems guaranteed. This is a government program, no credit check. You may even qualify for the government's income-based program, which could reduce your payment to as little as $5 per month. Call 1-800-875-2104. That's 1-800-875-2104.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 200% 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception, because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. Casual Friday. My favorite day in the studio because I'm joined by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo, who's wearing her Divine Nutrition tank top today. And let me tell you, boys, it's a treat for me.
I like this. The material is really nice, this T-shirt.
And don't forget, Divine Nutrition is offering our listeners a 40% off their protein powders. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Divine Nutrition banner ad, use the coupon code CARL40. That's almost half off. Come on. What are you waiting for? Buy a jug of protein. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. So I think you wanted to talk about stem cells.
Well, I want to talk about this study because it's interesting, but there's something even more interesting about it. So the Institute of Regenerative Medicine in Pittsburgh did a study on rodents where they took rodents that usually live. These are fast aging rodents,
mm-hmm.
And they usually live about 21 days. They waited till these rodents were almost at their end of lifespan, and then they injected them with stem cells. At that point in time, they lived for another 71 days.
Wow.
Well, wait a minute. This is why it's really exciting. In human terms, that would be a human living to 200 years old. But you don't have to do this with stem cells. There are two good studies now that show that giving rodents a blood transfusion from young rodents extends their lives the same way. And that's because blood has stem cells in it, and blood from young rodents has more stem cells in it than old rodents. I predict there's going to come a time. You know, the whole story about Dracula sucking the blood of young people and living forever, I don't think you have to suck the blood out of people's necks. But there's going to be transfusion places where people, young people with certain characteristics of health are going to donate blood for money. And elderly people or older people like us are going to go in and get blood donations from them. We're going to give a pint, get a pint. And we're going to pay for that. And that's going to start extending life. That's my prediction. You heard it here first, folks. You heard it here first. That's the truth. So there you go.
That's kind of scary, though, with all, you know, like the diseases and
well, obviously the blood is going to be if you're going in and paying $500 for a pint of new blood from a young person who has certain biomarkers and certain health qualities, it's going to be well tested. You're not going to get blood from somebody who has a disease.
Well, so as a young person, can't they donate their own blood and freeze it and then get it when they're older?
Possibly. Possibly. I mean, they're doing that with umbilical cord blood now because of the stem cells.
And aren't they doing it like with placenta and things like
that? I didn't know about that until you guys were talking about it on Facebook. Yeah, I guess they are.
So it seems to reason that as a young person, if you have your blood frozen and then have it put back, you know, do a blood, put it back in.
Transfusion, right.
Then it would have the stem cells that you would need as an older person.
If it was frozen properly, I don't know how they freeze blood and if it bursts the blood cells. Or I don't know anything about freezing blood. All I know is I predict you're going to be able to go to an anti-aging clinic someday and get the blood from a younger person who's optimally healthy, and it's going to help improve your quality of life, extend your life, improve your health. It's coming. It's coming, folks. Mark my words.
Okay, so in the meantime, though, isn't intermittent fasting, or is there anything that we can do to take or do to...
Well, I have talked about planned phlebotomy for this reason. I believe if you just donate blood with some sort of regularity, your body automatically has to produce new blood, and in doing so, it also produces stem cells and everything else. So I predict that there's some value to that. Intermittent fasting increases autophagy and some other components that help to rid the body of metabolic waste, but it's not going to produce new stem cells per se. So this is a little different.
Okay.
But you mark my words, it's coming, folks. You're going to be able to go and sit down and they'll give you a pint of good blood and you'll go out and you'll do it. And look, how funny is that? That was the whole premise behind Dracula.
That is. Huh? It's kind of ironic.
Yeah.
I just wanted to talk about Coca-Cola really quick. So I was reading an article on the Bloomberg News about the North American president of Coca-Cola. And he has admitted to drinking only one cola a day because of health reasons.
Yeah, right.
And so now he, of course, the Coke's sales are declining and have been doing so steadily for about a decade now.
Good.
And so he's trying to figure out a way to increase his sales.
Well, make Coke healthy. I mean, find a way to make it healthy. Get rid of all the sugar. Get rid of the artificial colors.
How do you make it healthy?
Turn it into raw milk. That's all.
And so they've quoted the CEO of PepsiCo, who is a woman, and she actually has said, "We actually believe that if you let this go too long, another 3 or 5 years, the consumer will walk away from carbonated soft drinks
entirely,
completely,
because they're already doing it." I mean, look, you gave a recipe out for homemade ginger ale at the beginning of the summer on both the TV show and on the radio show. And people are making that now. They're making their own carbonated drinks at home that are healthy.
I don't drink soda. I never have. But she also said that, you know, at least they have the Frito-Lay food business to fall back on. Coca-Cola doesn't have that.
Yeah. Frito, but that's going to go away, too, once the jury is in on genetically modified BT corn. That's going to go away, too, because that's what that Frito-Lay stuff is made out of.
Well, I just thought that was interesting. So,
okay. What else, Elisa Profumo, before we take a break?
Just really quick here. There was a consumer alert for ground oregano. They are recalling it due to possible salmonella risk. And it was made by McCormick, which is a very popular one.
Yeah. Yeah, and then that's the one that's in all the grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
That really is. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a last commercial break. When we come back, we've got listener comments and questions. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
And on the cool check-in, center stage on the mic, and we putting it on wax, it's the new style.
Welcome back. So you know how I said once that somebody had commented on Facebook that most of us use 10% of our brain, except Carl Lenore. He uses less.
The guy's name was Don Johnson, I think.
Was it really?
Or Dan Johnson. Dan.
He was a friend of your uncle's, right?
No, he was John's? A friend of Ken O'Neill's.
Oh, Ken O'Neill's. Okay. Well, to those listeners in the UK who probably slapped themselves on the forehead in a I could have had a V8-esque style on last week's show when I referred to the King of England, the Queen's husband, the King of England.
He's a prince.
So Dawn Blanken says, there is no king. Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, Earl of Merioneth, and Baron of Greenwich, was born Prince of Greece and Denmark in Corfu In 1921, he's 93 years old.
And by the way, they drink raw milk.
Yes, they have their own dairy that the royal family gets raw milk from. And no wonder why they want raw milk vending machines in the UK. If it's good enough for the royal family, it's good enough for the people there. I love that. I applaud our listeners in the UK for that reason. Okay.
I just wanted to mention that I put my last week we talked about the natural electrolyte remedies. I put up my blog is up on the website if you guys are interested.
There's five good recipes there that you can make. Your kids will love these drinks. Talking about not drinking soda, give them this instead. Better than Gatorade, better than anything.
Oh, Gatorade is one of the worst offenders. And they taste really, really good too. So
over the past couple of weeks, we've been doing shows about strength and aging and blah, blah, blah. And I always invoke the name of Judy Madsen, who's been a guest on the show, thanks to her personal trainer, who's a superhuman himself. And we share a birthday, June the 11th, Alex Wapretsky. He said, I just listened to the powerlifting show. Judy just turned 77 years young this past May. She broke her previous record this year with a 231.7-pound deadlift and is planning on the Worlds this winter.
And she's 76?
77 years old. She just turned 77, and she just deadlifted 231.7 pounds. There's an example of aging gracefully. Not the way Dr. Weil says, oh, learn to age gracefully. Don't complain about it. Go slowly into that night. No, we fight back on this audience. We are not going slowly. We are not aging gracefully. We are going to age like superhumans in full stride. And Judy Madsen is taking us there. There you go. How do you like that one? Sorry, I'm having an allergy attack, if you can't tell already. Okay, one last question from a listener before we pull the plug. Doug Zale says, I've tried the search function but can't seem to find the podcast where the former vegan researcher was on discussing the health hazards of veganism. I need to send it to the daughter of a friend. Your podcasts are excellent, and I have learned so much over the years. Thanks. I'll find it. We did a couple shows. One of them was with Pam Colleen.
Mm-hmm.
We've done a couple shows on vegans. I think Frieda Mooncotch came on and said she was a vegan before she went paleo and was all sorts of sick. She was another
really?
One. Yeah. And then there's somebody else who was actually wrote a book on, look up there. Is there a book called The Vegan Myth or down there?
The Vegetarian Myth by Lear Keith.
Yeah, that's it. Lear Keith. That must be who he's talking about. I will find the show, Doug, and we'll make it next week's featured show. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
We'll have Lear Keith because she wrote the book.
I like those featured shows. Those are great.
Well, if you like the featured shows, you're going to love Replay Monday when we start. We have such an amazing a bunch of old shows, things that I'm going to play some of these old shows because I want you to see that the stuff we were talking about 5 years ago, they're just talking about now on the mainstream. And we were talking about it 5 years ago. We just need more people to listen to this show. That's all. We can cure the healthcare crisis here in the United States. We teach people how to be critical thinkers again. That's the first step.
Mm-hmm.
And then we expose the myths in medicine and pharmacology. That's the second thing. And then we explain how to adhere to an ancestral lifestyle to enhance life. That's the third thing. There it is. And it all starts here on Superhuman Radio. So, anyway, you have anything to add, Elisa, before we pull the plug?
No.
It's been a great week. We've got lots of good shows next week. I hope everybody takes time to tune in.
You're not doing Replay Monday this Monday, though.
No. I think it starts the 25th, actually, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
The 25th. So there you go. Listen, have a great weekend this weekend. Stay safe, stay strong, and don't forget, muscle is what?
Metabolic currency.
So do what?
Go into the gym and make a deposit today.
There you go. See you next week.
That's what we're going to go do now.
Yeah. See you next week.
Bye.
performance.